Choices, choices, and more choices. The lives we live consist of choices, choices that at times work for our benefit and choices that don't. From the time we rise in the morning to the time we take our rest, we have opportunities presented to us and choices to make. The problem we face, however, is that we are never totally free to make those choices. Things and stuff get in the way. Ignorance, fear, selfishness, sinfulness, arrogance, greed, and a host of other factors constantly influence how we choose and how we act. Jesus tries to give us some direction in today's gospel. We have the master who gives a task to his slaves and allows them to make some choices. We are told to choose well and one not so well. But just who do these people represent? Who really made the right choice and who made the wrong one? When I have heard this gospel in the past, I've always looked at the landowner as God and the two faithful servants as good stewards who acted wisely. The ending, however, was always a bit troublesome to me. God seemed to be rather harsh to the third servant. He seemed out of character and not very compassionate or forgiving. If this consequence were truly attached to all of our failed choices, we would be in huge eternal trouble. A phrase catches my attention from today's gospel. It is spoken by the returning master to his first two servants. He congratulates them for being faithful in small matters. We may not be the most brilliant, wise, or gifted disciples of Jesus, but still we are the ones he has put in charge until he returns. He has left us to care for his kingdom, to promote his ways on earth. We might not think that our mission or daily responsibilities are of great importance. They might feel like small matters, but that is what we are called to be, faithful in these small matters. But maybe these matters only seem small and unimportant to us. What the master left his servants, the talents, was in fact no small matter. Talents he left weren't what we now refer to as a person's special gifts. A talent in Jesus' time was a form of currency and worth the equivalent of possibly $1 million today. If the person who buried the talent had only invested it with Jerusalem's bankers, he would have gotten an excellent amount of interest in return. The two servants who did invest their talents did quite well. 100% profit, we are told. But the third servant was afraid of his master and did nothing. He buried what was given him and missed out on the bounty that the other two received, a share in his master's joy. Instead, he was rebuked by the returning master, and what he did have was taken away. If you're anything like me, you could really relate to the third servant. Haven't we all buried our talents or gifts one time or another in our lives? That is so easy to do. It takes effort to do what is right. It takes effort to use the gifts that we have been given. It takes effort to share what we have. We reach a point in our lives when we bury our gifts with words like, "I'm too old," "I'm too tired," "Let someone else do it," "I have better things to do with my time." Whether we admit it or not, we have all been gifted by God. The gifts we have been given are only on loan to us, and someday we will be held accountable for our stewardship of these gifts. We do have a way of hoarding our resources and our gifts, don't we? We worry about ourselves and, as a consequence, lose sight of the world and the needs of others outside our secure zone of living. Therefore, we need to ask ourselves, are we like the steward who is afraid to risk change, oppose what is new, want things to stay the way they were, cling to the past, and avoid the challenges these days present in our church, society, and in our own families? What is good and lasting of the past must be preserved. Jesus' parable is boldly encouraging us to take risks with what gifts we have, to apply our abilities and resources to serve God, remembering when we do, we are not acting on our own, but are guided by God's Spirit. We are called to be faithful in small matters. We are called to be good stewards of God's special gifts. Mother Teresa said it the best. We can do no great things, only small things with great love. As we come to Eucharist this morning, let us pray that we can put away our shovel and be good stewards and share our gifts and talents with those in need. Amen.